very quickly, very quickly, very quickly. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. I just want to read one verse to you. The ninth verse, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Once again, the ninth verse, third chapter, 1 Corinthians. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading your word. For just a moment, allow us to focus upon the truth you have for each one of us deep in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I was so moved yesterday. I had the opportunity to do that funeral for John Medeiros. And folks, John Medeiros was one of my buddies. He and Jane came into this church, and I dare say, and trust me, there is a whole lot of competition here, a whole lot of competition. But to this part, I don't think there's anyone could be more like than Jane and John Medeiros. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. During the service, and we were standing outside, glorious day God had given us, and we were just standing there by the graveside, and they had four or five pictures there. They set up a little small table, four or five pictures. So beautiful to see them together. And we asked for comments, and anyone in the crowd want to say something. Miss Ruby jumped up and said, I want to be first. Well, something like that. She sat, and I just pointed up. I said, Ruby, you need to say something. And something like that happened, right? Something like that happened. And then Janet shared, and I know it had been so precious because so many times on their trips down to South Carolina, they would stop and they would see Jane and John and just what a wonderful bond they'd known. And Miss Ruby shared about how they met over at Franconia Baptist Church and the wonderful relationship that had built through the years. And then we went inside. And inside, they had a wonderful little reception set up. And on those screens, I love the way that technology today, we had movies at Mount Calvary today. I'm amazed. Danielle, thank you for your presentation. We as a church, we'll be sending a check too to support, just to kind of let you know. But I am so moved when you go in and they had just wonderful pictures, picture after picture that came up about Jane and John. And these pictures, as I was watching them, they took me back to so many wonderful memories here at this church. They had pictures of meals when we had downstairs and different folks. And there's one picture had John, had Jane, and had Virginia there sitting three across downstairs and just touched my heart. They had pictures there and in the back, and I saw so many faces as I look out in those pictures yesterday because Jane would always say, she says, and later in years they had to move back down to South Carolina to live with her daughter because of just physical needs. And she said, but the thing I miss the most is my family at church. I miss my church family. So today, for 5 minutes, the church is a family. In every family have people of different ages. Some are just youngsters. And God willing, there'll be a new addition, a brand new baby. That I believe and I'm praying for a healthy addition. It talks about when they're youngsters in the household, and it talks about in God's word here about those that are, it says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food because you're not able to handle it yet. So many times the writer talks to the individuals as a family. The Apostle Paul did. We are known as a family by what we eat, what we do, and what we say. And I'm so glad here at Mount Calvary that God is allowing people to mature in their walk with Christ. Things that you could hardly deal with at a certain point in your life, simply because of the things that you've dedicated in your heart to God, He is allowing you to go through that. I also believe that the church is a field. It is a field, and a goal of any farmer in any field is to produce a crop or a fruit. And the question here at Mount Calvary, are we producing fruit? It doesn't really matter who gets the credit. Doesn't matter, you know, who does the planting. Doesn't matter who does the watering. The only thing that matters is that God gives the increase. And I thank God for what He's doing. And thirdly, church is a building. Now I know the church is not a building, it's the people inside the church. I want to correct you real quickly. Well, I'm just using this point as a little illustration. Because if you think of us being a building, any building has to start with a firm foundation. God's Word. Everything has to begin with that firm foundation, God's Word. To stand tall, a building must have good materials, strong materials. I read about the Empire State Building, and back, I think it was about 1945, that a bomber accidentally struck the building in low visibility. And it suffered very little damage because of over the million bricks that had been used and over the 400,000 tons of steel had been placed in that building, where it's anchored all the way down to the bedrock. Any building must have strong material. You are that material. You are the individuals that no matter what the need is, you stand in there. You can see it last week at this baptism service, how everybody was of one mind, one spirit, and in one accord. I could see the smiles upon the faces, the joy. After the service downstairs in the basement, Rick and I were standing there, and Don Hartzell came over, and he made comments about what that baptismal service meant to him as an individual. And trust me, it brought a tear to our eye. It was the only thing that almost moved Rick away from the fudge. But he hung in there. No piece of fudge left that plate without Rick knowing.
It was good fudge.
It was good fudge. We don't lie in church, brother. And it's because of the joy. It is because of the strength of the material that God has sent us, such wonderful folks. Upon this foundation of His Word allows us to know that we have in our heart of hearts the right motives. Now I'm going to end this with something very unspiritual. In just a few moments, we're going to put our little spiritual hats back on. I'm going to serve communion. I hope and I pray to God that you realize what communion means. What a wonderful, joyous thing to have this wafer that is representing the body who hung upon that cross. The blood represented by the small cup of juice. The blood that Jesus shed for your sins and mine. But before that, I have to share with you John Medeiros. Some days ago, we were talking, and I read John something, and he absolutely loved it. But he said, "Brother, please don't use it until I'm gone." I'll tell you, prepare yourselves. It's a little illustration that somebody had sent me and shared it with John, and he just got the biggest kick out of it. Talks about a deathbed reflection. Nostalgia had kind of set in on this man when he thought back over his life as he was lying on his deathbed. As he was contemplating his life, he turns to his lovely wife and said, "Honey, He said, "You have always been there for me. You were there when I lost my job. You were there when I was involved in that terrible accident. You were right by my side. The time that I fell off the roof, you were there to call the ambulance. During those years of dark depression, you stood by me. And now, as I lay here at death's door, you're right beside me, just like always." And after a few moments of reflection, the old man looked at his wife and said, "Honey, I just realized something. You are bad luck." John said, "I love it, but please don't share that away when I'm around." So John, praise God what you meant to us. Jane, you were so special. That couple just brought such joy to my heart when I had the opportunity to know them. As I would stand here and try to do a sermon on a Sunday morning, and Jane would have her own little chatting sermon going on at the same time, and it was just okay, it was okay, it was okay. The many times that she said, "You know, Charlie, your mother's not here, she's over in the mountains, so I'm going to pretend that I'm your mother, and I'm going to fix you some things that you need to eat." "Yes, ma'am." And so many times I would bring up something in the service, and if it wasn't all that kind, she would reach over and point down to John and said, "You're preaching to him." And old John would just sit there with the biggest smile. I have been so blessed for God to allow the people to be in my life that have meant so much. And I hope that you realize, as this scripture says, we are God's fellow workers. We are God's field. We are God's building. Never take it lightly. Amen. Amen.